All right. Welcome back, everybody. Get those aprons ready, because today we're going on a deep dive into something truly delicious.
Ooh, I do love a good deep dive. So, what are we getting into this time? Is it chocolate?
It is pretty sweet, but not quite chocolate this time. We're going to explore the science behind baking, all through the lens of a children's story called The Great Pumpkin Pie Bake-Off.
Baking and science. Those two go together like pumpkin and spice.
They really do. Now, have you ever helped bake something? I bet it felt pretty amazing watching all those ingredients transform into something yummy, right?
Yeah. Baking always makes me feel like a little magician.
Me too. And that's exactly the feeling we get from our story today. It's about two siblings, Joey and Teresa, getting ready for their school's pumpkin pie bake-off.
Ooh, a bake-off. That sounds intense. I hope they have a good recipe.
They do. They're using their grandma's special recipe, and the story really emphasizes how important it is to follow it carefully.
Makes sense. You can't just throw things together in baking, right?
Exactly. The story even compares following a recipe to following the rules of a game. Mm-hmm. If you want to win, you got to stick to the plan.
Absolutely. You know, in science, we have formulas and procedures we have to follow precisely. Baking is kind of like that, isn't it?
Totally. And in the story, we see this when Joey's getting a little impatient with all the measuring. He asked Teresa why they can't just add a little extra flour, you know, just eyeball it.
Aw, the classic baking dilemma. I've been there.
Haven't we all? But Teresa explains that too much flour would make the pie tough and too little would make it runny. She's all about precision.
That's our girl. And she's absolutely right. Precision is key, both in baking and science. It's all about accuracy. Think about it. A scientist needs the exact right amount of each ingredient for an experiment to work.
It's the same with baking a perfect pie. Too much or too little of anything can throw off the whole thing.
You got it. And speaking of ingredients, this is where things get really exciting.
Ooh, I know what's coming. Spices. Joey and Teresa add cinnamon, nutmeg, and ginger to their pie filling. Can you imagine that warm, spicy aroma filling the kitchen?
Oh, just thinking about it makes my mouth water. But those spices aren't just for smell, are they? They add a whole other dimension to the flavor.
You're right. It's like they unlock this secret code of deliciousness in our taste buds.
Exactly. And there's a whole science to it. Those spices have tiny molecules that actually interact with our sense of smell and taste. They send signals to our brain that say, hey, this is delicious.
It's like a flavor party in your mouth.
You could say that. All right, so they've got their spices all mixed in. What happens next?
Well, then comes the big moment. They pop that beautiful pie into the oven to bake.
Time for the magic to happen.
Remember how Teresa explained the baking process to Joey? She said that the oven's heat would transform the gooey filling into something firm and delicious.
Right. It's amazing how heat can change things, isn't it? Like the eggs in the filling, they go from a liquid to solid, all thanks to the heat.
And the flour, too, right? It starts to hold everything together, creating that perfect pie texture.
Yep. The starch in the flour actually gelatinizes, meaning it absorbs the liquid and thickens up. It's like a tiny microscopic web that holds the pie together. So cool.
It's like magic, but it's really science at work.
It really is. And you know what else is cool? When they pull that pie out of the oven, it's got this gorgeous golden brown crust.
Oh, yeah, that beautiful crust. It's like a signal that the pie is ready and delicious.
Right. And that golden color is actually thanks to a chemical reaction called the Maillard reaction. It's a bit of a mouthful, but basically when the sugars in the crust react with the proteins, they create new flavor compounds, and that beautiful brown color. It's all thanks to chemistry.
Who knew so much science went into a simple pie? So the big day arrives, the bake-off. Joey and Teresa put the finishing touches on their pie. They decorate it with these adorable little leaves made of dough.
Oh, I bet it looked amazing. Did they win?
They did. Their pie was a hit. They won best flavor, and they were so proud of themselves.
They totally deserved it. They worked hard, they followed the recipe, and they added their own creative touch. Just like good scientists.
So there you have it, our deep dive into the delicious world of pumpkin pie. We learned that baking isn't just about following recipes. It's about understanding the science behind those recipes.
Exactly. And next time you're in the kitchen, remember, you're not just baking, you're experimenting. You're a scientist of the sweetest kind.
A pie scientist. And who knows, maybe you'll win a blue ribbon for best flavor too.
You never know. Now, if you'll excuse me, all this talk about pie has got me craving a slice and maybe a little ice cream on top.
I hear ya. And hey, if you try out any new recipes, don't forget to share your delicious creations with your friends and family.
Sharing is caring, especially when it comes to pie.
Until next time, happy baking.
and happy experimenting.